This is Morning Edition from NPR and WGLT. Many communities, organizations, and companies are doing soul-searching about how to create a non-racist environment. Marketing and design professional Lizette Hall studied theater, comedy writing, and performance. Hall talks about the significant work and diligence a community must do to reduce racism with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell. This is for WGLT's series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Hall says in the entertainment world, becoming anti-racist starts with letting people of color tell their own stories and accurately represent different groups.
Everyone has capacity to be a visionary in some way, and some people literally can't see beyond what they see with their two eyes in their head. And regardless of how you see, it's important to see yourself in different roles, different environments, with different status. And it speaks to the structural, you know, white supremacy and structural disadvantages that are created for Black people and the BIPOC communities.
You study media, entertainment, films, and your education. Expand on a little more on why the portrayal of the Black identity or the concept of Blackness through white-centered views is so detrimental.
We are whole human beings who have whole stories, and we are fully capable of telling them ourselves. The powers that be and the systems in charge of telling anyone's story, Hollywood, all that is, you know, controlled by old white dudes. Ultimately, you know, it's had to have been said that it's like, look, as content creators, we can't care about old white man audience anymore and whether he'll get it. So that means we're not going to win Oscars. But the work still needs to be done in authenticity because of the other makers that need to see it, because of the audience and the young people that need to be inspired by that work so that they can create work. We all have work to do regarding dismantling our own internalized white supremacy. And so as makers, Black stories and BIPOC stories need to be able to have that freedom to just be what they are and not have to adapt to what has generally, and still is because it hasn't changed yet, like considered to be like marketable or acceptable for all audiences.
With mostly old white men being the one in charge of writing these stories, coming up with these concepts, determining, you know, the Oscar nominations or what wins Oscar nominations or ratings, what specifically can we change?
That's a great question. I think it starts with values. The definition of values needs to be expanded, because who has value, what is valuable, the lens through which those definitions have been informed have all been basically hetero, cisgender, white male, old. So the concept of value needs a humanizing lens to truly be more inclusive of what, we'll say, an American audience looks like, or different global audiences, and willingness to update the, you know, value codes and mission statements. And teams, people have to step down from their jobs to literally put Black people and women and BIPOC individuals in the actual seats of power that make these decisions. And so we're seeing that a little bit, but I think that's what needs to change.
What do you hope to see change here in Bloomington Normal?
Kudos to everyone that was involved with the NCWHS rally in March. I'm so glad that that was well received. So I think it's important that we continue to listen to the president of that Black Student Union, Jasmine Jordan, and Justin Turner, the vice president. As far as the town goes, it's important to listen to Linda Foster of the NAACP. And on it, very individual level, when we hear people talk about Black Lives Matter in a negative way, or saying that it's too political or that it's problematic, we each have to be willing to say something, a simple anti-racist action.
That's Lizette Hall, a marketing and design professional and Bloomington Normal native. She spoke with student reporter Darnisha Mitchell for the WGLT series Living Black in Bloomington Normal. Find more of this conversation and all the series interviews and stories at WGLT.org.